everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Lesson 47. The key sentence is
日本語教師になるのが夢です。
To be a Japanese language teacher is my dream. Literally, to become a Japanese language teacher is my dream.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna's one-year study abroad is about to end. Today, she's having her last class at her university.
Let's listen to the skit for lesson 47. Today's key sentence is
日本語教師になるのが夢です。
To be a Japanese language teacher is my dream.
最後に皆さんの夢を教えてください。
僕は日本を一周したいです。
私は日本語教師になるのが夢です。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Professor Suzuki has returned exam papers to students. Rodrigo got full marks. Anna got 95 points out of 100. Professor Suzuki looks around the students and says,
最後に皆さんの夢を教えてください。
Lastly, please tell us your dreams.
最後に
is lastly.
皆さん
is you, all of you, or everyone.
の
is a particle linking nouns.
夢
is dreams.
お
is a particle indicating the object of an action.
教えて
is the て form of the verb.
教えます
to teach, to tell. It is followed by
ください
please.
The て form of verbs followed by ください expresses a request, right?
Exactly, Jonathan. So,
教えてください
means please tell us. Rodrigo answers,
僕は日本を一周したいです。
I want to travel around Japan. Literally, as for me, I want to go around Japan.
僕
is I. It's a word when a man refers to himself on a casual occasion.
は
is the topic marker.
日本
is Japan.
お
is a particle indicating the place where a person is to pass.
一周
is one round. It consists of a number.
一
one, and a counter.
周
round.
So we'd say 一周, not 一周, right?
That's right. So please remember it.
したい
is a conjugated form of the verb
します
to do. The must part of します is changed to tai. If you use tai, you can express your hope. Next, Anna says with hesitation,
私は日本語教師になるのが夢です。
As for me, to become a Japanese language teacher is my dream.
私
is I.
は
is the topic marker.
日本語
is the Japanese language.
教師
is a teacher.You can also say
先生に
is a particle indicating the result of a change.
なる
is the dictionary form of the verb
なります
to be, to become. The following
の
changes verbs into nouns if it is added to the plain form of verbs, such as the dictionary form or the た form.
So 教師になるの has become a noun that means something likeThe thing of becoming a teacher, right?
That's right.
な
is the particle indicating a subject.
夢
is a dream or dreams.
です
is a polite expression at the end of a sentence.
Does Anna want to be a teacher like Professor Suzuki?
I think so. Anna's tutor, Sakura, is also aiming to be a teacher of Japanese language. Anna may have been influenced by Sakura. Let's listen to the skit for lesson 47 again.Today's key sentence is
日本語教師になるのが夢です。
To be a Japanese language teacher is my dream.
最後に皆さんの夢を教えてください。
僕は日本を一周したいです。
私は日本語教師になるのが夢です。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where program supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
Today we learned a verb that was changed into a noun. 日本語教師になるのが夢です。To be a Japanese language teacher is my dream. Can Professor Tokunaga please teach us in more detail how to change verbs into nouns?
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, to change verbs into nouns, you add
の
or
こと
to the plain form of verbs, such as the dictionary form or the ta form. Let me explain this using the sentence in the skit that means...To be a Japanese language teacher is my dream. To change the verb,
なります
to be, to become, into a noun, you add の to the dictionary form of なります which is
なる
Doing this, you get
なるの
a noun. So, to be a Japanese language teacher is my dream is
日本語教師になるのが夢です
You can also use こと instead of のSo, なるの to become, the thing of becoming, can also be
なること
If you use なること, the sentence goes like this.
日本語教師になることが夢です。
How do we say, my dream is to become a Japanese language teacher? My dream is
私の夢
So in Japanese, we say
私の夢は日本語教師になることです。
You can use only の to change verbs into nouns. If the verbs for perceiving things such as to hear or to see comes after them. Let's examine how this goes with the sentence. I can hear the birds singing. Or I can hear the singing of birds. Birds is
鳥
When speaking of animals, to sing or to cry is
泣きます
Its dictionary form is So the birds singing or the singing of birds is
鳥が鳴くのが
Then can hear is
聞こえます
So altogether, I can hear the birds singing or the singing of birds is
鳥が鳴くのが聞こえます
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have sound words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Today, we'll introduce sound words to describe people talking or doing something smoothly.
スラスラ
This is used when somebody talks or reads about something smoothly or effortlessly. If you are able to read a Japanese book without any difficulty, you can say, I was able to read a Japanese book, スラスラ。
ペラペラ
This word describes people chattering quickly and continuously. You can also use it when somebody is talking to others about something he or she is not supposed to do.
Can you also use it to describe people speaking a foreign language fluently?
Yes, but in that case, its intonation is slightly different. To mean that, you need to say it this way.
ペラペラ
In today's sound words, we introduced
スラスラ
and
ペラペラ
Before closing, Anna looks back on today's events and tweets. It's our corner for Anna's tweets.
今日は
I've been reading Japanese manga every day. Now I can read them スラスラ easily.Without using a dictionary. This has been a fulfilling year for me. Did you enjoy lesson 47?
Next time is our last lesson.
Don't forget to tune in.
さようなら。